Greetings, brothers and sisters, Mrs. and Misters, dreadlocks and rastas. Reggae world music. Music.
I'm the A1 station in the land. Come let me take you by the hand and lead you to this land so grand, believe me.
Hello and welcome in once again to Ian's House of Reggae. Here on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for another hour of fine Jamaican music, where today I have a treat for all you horticulturalists as we're leaving the house and going out into the backyard. Because just over a year ago I moved into a new house here in London which had a very overgrown and unruly garden. But after a year of getting my hands dirty with much weeding, digging and planting, there are now flowers, herbs, vegetables and fruits growing. And so I've decided to celebrate the upcoming harvest with the House of Reggae's Gardens Special. Don Drummond leading the Scatterlights there with Garden of Love, which was produced by Duke Reed and released on his Treasure Isle label in Jamaica and the Island label in the UK back in 1964, and can now be found on the Trojan Scar box set volume 2. And so today I've dug deep and plucked out 15 tunes which all reference gardens or flowers in one shape or form from the last 50 plus years of Jamaican music. And so to begin at the beginning, let's go back to the very first garden in the Bible, where the trees and flowers grew and the honey flowed, as this is Rod Taylor in the Garden of Eden.
This one is an all-conscious youth and youth. No youth with grudge man and hate man and an old man. Man where have love and a heart for every man. Hear this now.
The garden of Africa, so far away. The garden of Africa, so far away. Sitting in the garden, so nice to be among the trees and the flowers. See the bee and the comb and their honey flow. As I was sitting on a willow tree, a little song singing in my mind, wish I could fly. This willow tree, yeah. I would have seen the little song and the little bird sing. Sitting in the garden, so nice to be among the trees and the flowers, and see the bee and the comb and the honey flow. As I was sitting on a willow tree, with a little song singing in my mind, wish I could fly. This willow tree, yeah. Sitting in the garden, nice to be among the trees and the flowers, and see the people and their eyes. Oh, yeah, yeah. far away. Judah, everybody from Africa, so far away.
That was Rod Taylor with Garden of Eden, which was produced by Bunny Lee and originally released on his Jackpot label in 1976, and has since become the title track of a compilation of Rod's recordings, which came out on the Patate label.
This station rocked the nation with sound vibration.
And so staying in the Garden of Eden for one more tune, that as described in the Book of Genesis, all was well until the serpent came along and tempted Adam and Eve to eat the fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, resulting in God banishing them from the garden to fend for themselves. As we can hear now in Freddie Mackay's Peace in the Garden.
Garden until the serpent came on in. Peace was in the garden until the serpent came on in. Pretty, pretty girl then up on the mountainside. It was so beautiful for
Freddie Mackay with Peace in the Garden, which was produced by Warwick Lynn and initially released on 7-inch on the Jaguar label back in 1973, and also appeared on Freddie's album titled Lonely Man the following year.
Keep listening, keep dancing, keep rocking, keep skanking, keep drinking, keep smoking, keep joking, while the music on display.
And so the humble garden can be a place of wonder and mystery, as the life cycle plays itself out, often within the space of just a few months. And this can provide fertile material for the more thoughtful poet and lyricist, as can be heard in this track by the legendary DJ Lieutenant Stitchy, who rocked many a dance and yard back in the 1980s on the Stereo One sound system with his storytelling rhymes and rapid delivery. And so here he is now, telling us all about how he cultivated his talent, thanks to his grandfather, and the lyrics garden. Lyrics
people
garden.
Wanna is this in the area. They say for Lieutenant Stitchy the governor. And I was taught by mommy and dada that I must originate pure lingua and me ball. Wadada down them, wiser than them up. Wally pa lyrics in me lyrics garden. Wadada down them, wiser wiser than them have. Wally for lyrics in the lyrics garden. When I was a youth man at the age of 10, I used to visit my grandpa every now and then. Him said, grandson, me tell you, I'm not gonna tell you again. Time for you cultivate your own lyrics garden. Book and pen, so can't work even if you use pen. Your lyrics book may be stolen by your very close friend, but when you sow them a seed in your lyrics garden, you allow them to grow and then you transplant them, water them morning. Do not need them, put fertilizer at them root. I won't tell you again. And don't make no parasite live on them. So me lyrics them, Chris and me originate them. On me ball, ba-da-da-dang-dang, wiser than them. Wall heap of lyrics in the lyrics garden. Ba-da-da-dang-dang, wiser than them. Wall heap of lyrics in the lyrics garden. My lyrics garden is well protected. And all trespassers will be prosecuted. And all insects will be executed. And if a goat pass through, it will be curried in a me garden. We have lyrics of all kind. A chicken scratch them, it will be French fried. If you think me a joke and want a bit, step in me garden if you believe in life after death. Me have a lyrics the boy, yellow man and man. And lyrics pretty much all situation. If your grandfather decide him want a girlfriend, one lyrics from me garden solve the problem. And me ball, what da da da. Wiser than them, wally for lyrics in the lyrics garden. Wada da dang dang, wiser than them, wally for lyrics in the lyrics garden. Lyrics me sow and lyrics me reap. Me use lyrics take away Patricia from getting a me garden. Me have enough lyrics plant. So how that people ask me the lyrics for you want. If you want mento or you want calypso, the roots rock a reggae make you wiggle by your toe. But the dancehall style me specialize and grow. With the lyrics and the rhythm me sickle and screw. Hand me ball, wa-da-da-dang-dang, wiser than them. Wally for lyrics in the lyrics garden. Wa-da-da-dang-dang, wiser than them. Wally for lyrics in the lyrics garden. I don't them microphone, I'm lyrically fit. It is impossible for me to run out of lyrics from me garden. Me pull a whole pile of lyrics. So sit back and relax while me read out the list. The first song I did was If I Don't Care, but to me never be, that never reach anyway. The second song was about planning a family. And me call it Who Is Better Than Too Many. Maybe the insect kitchen and the P-Man party and fruit man session for everybody. In 1985 me did Labba Labba Labba, and in them out in sequential order. Who a bad working and love a boy says what a girl look nice and dressed to impress young girls wear your size and great ambition, naughty dread parents and my own confession. Whole time teaching and life goes on, story time God, it's an all nation learn about your body. Body go number one and in me lyrics garden me have no more it sang the visa Queen Elizabeth was another lyrics plan for the hardware and money we want. English class follow me give you no fun. I could go on and on but the rhythm soon done. Me ball, wa-da-da-dang-dang, wiser than them. Wally for lyrics in the lyrics garden. Wa-da-da-dang-dang, wiser than them. Wally for lyrics in the lyrics garden. Wa-da-da-dang-dang, wiser than them. Wally for lyrics in the lyrics garden. Wa-da-da-dang-dang, wiser than them.
Wonderful stuff, as that was Lieutenant Stitchy with Lyrics Garden, which was produced by Danny Brown and featured on Stitchy's album titled Wild Jamaican Romances, which came out on the Atlantic label in 1991.
Lord of mercy.
But now we're going to keep the floral metaphors coming here in the House of Reggae's Garden Special, as the term Black Rose has been widely used in popular culture down the years to represent many things. But your guess is as good as mine as to what they're referring to in these next two tunes, as in a minute we're going to be hearing Barrington Levy's Dancehall Classic. But first up, here is Prince Allah and Philip Fraser with their spiritual take on Black Rose, Black Rose, Black Rose.
Black Rose in the garden, whoa, whoa.
Unmistakable voice of Barrington Levy there with Black Roses. which was produced by Hyman Wright and released on his Jar Life label back in 1983, and can now be found on Barrington's double CD anthology titled Sweet Reggae Music on VP Records. And then before that was Prince Ella alongside Philip Fraser with Black Rose, which was produced by Bertram Brown and released on his Freedom Sound label in 1977, and was later compiled by Blood and Fire Records for their Only Love Can Conquer release. And of course, that rhythm can also be heard backing up Ella on his Steppers classic, Stone.
This station rules the nation with version.
And so from Black Roses to Red Roses now, which have been prominent in the history of most religion and mythology, as they all seem to come up with their own theories of how the rose was formed, such as the Greek and Roman goddesses of love, Aphrodite and Venus, to whom the rose was a symbol of their beauty. And so in a similar vein, it's time to enjoy the beautiful harmonies of the gay lads now, as they offer up a symbol of their affection with Red Rose. Red Rose. Red Rose.
This is Rhythm Street, where the music's so sweet, so your dancing feet move with the beat.
I know why Red Rose made you cry. Red Rose made you cry. Red Rose will make you smile, Red Rose will make you smile for me. I'll wear my Red Rose so you can see there. Someday that little Red Rose will make you smile for me.
The Gay Lads in Fine Voice there with Red Rose, which was produced by Sir Cox and Dodd and featured on their debut album called Soul Beat, which originally came out back in 1967.
I say, hey, Mr. DJ, I love the way you really play. And the way you do it, Tim, believe me, you keep me skanking all night and all day.
But from the rose to the daffodil, or to give it its Latin name, Narcissus, as its drooping flower is said to represent the narcissistic character looking down at his own reflection in the pool of water. But on this next tune, we gain inspiration from William Wordsworth's 19th century poem, I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud, which he wrote after a walk through the rugged landscape of the Lake District in the northwest of England, and which has been adapted here into the lyrics of this mid-70s roots tune by Fulk Reed, called Golden Daffodils.
Golden Daffodils. And dancing beneath the breeze. suffer through the night. Little hands and little, little fingers burn at day to pinch and tear. But the moving thoughts of kindness and to hold in deeds of prayer. Golden daffodils, golden, golden daffodils. Little hands and little, little fingers burn and made to pinch and tear. But the moving thoughts of kindness and to hold in deeds of prayer. To climb the hill, oh, ever steep, you rise up and the goal to keep. But to mount the ladder round by round, even an earth and a song. I wander lonely like a cloud that floats over valley and hills. Then all at once I saw a crowd, a house of golden daffodils. Then all at once I saw a crowd, a house of golden daffodils.
That was the Lesser Recorded Folk Reed there with Golden Daffodils, which was produced by Carl Fletcher and originally released on the Wildflower label in Jamaica back in the mid-1970s. And which saw a welcome reissue on the 7-inch vinyl last year on the Digi Killer label.
Believe me, that is the wickedest sound I play.
Bert, from the picturesque landscape of the Lake District to the backyard of legendary reggae guitarist Earl Chinner Smith now. As according to himself, he is a popular horticulturalist in his local area as he cultivates his own strain of marijuana, which, despite modern mythology, is not native to Jamaica, but which was likely introduced to the island in the 19th century when it was brought by indentured workers from India, who, following the abolition of slavery, had been employed to work on the sugar plantations. And bringing with them pockets full of cannabis seeds, they began growing and smoking it. And, well, of course, the rest is history, as witnessed by Chinna's wonderful acoustic rendition of Homegrown. Homegrown, homegrown, homegrown.
Silent saxophone that you don't hear, but you feel. You feel the one, eh? You want to go to a wish note, the one, eh? All right.
Only come to make this special request of all those that smoke sense of mania, whether it be Rizla or Chalwa.
Grown, homegrown, in my backyard is the best herb you could ever find. Homegrown, in my backyard, and the public knows it's mine. If you come over to my place, I'll give you a taste. Memory won't erase from your mind, 'cause the best you'll find wherever you go. Homegrown in my backyard is the best herb you could ever find. Homegrown in my backyard, and gen public knows it's mine.
Come in, I'll play some guitar, man.
Doctors and prince and princesses always want to see me, 'cause the best is for free. Homegrown in my backyard is the best herb you could ever find. Homegrown in my backyard, and the public knows it's mine. Thank you. over to my place. I'll give you a taste. Memory won't erase from your mind, 'cause the best you'll find wherever you go. Talking about the homegrown in my backyard is the best herb you could ever find. Homegrown in my backyard, and the public knows it's mine. It's mine, and the public knows it's mine.
Live and direct from his own backyard, that was a green-fingered Earl Chinner Smith with Homegrown, which he recorded in 2004 and released on the Inner D Yard CD on the Macassound label.
Yell me lion, ites, light the pipe now, chaw.
And so, right across Jamaica, the majority of farming land is made up of small holdings of up to 4 hectares, where the owner will grow a range of crops, mainly for their own use, but also for sale at the market. And so advocating his homemade approach is a DJ Lone Ranger, who over the top of the basses Things Come Up to Bump rhythm encourages us all to plant up a vineyard.
When things get Russian, turn your army fashion to the mountain. I'm just gonna sound in the wind coming down the main. Cornati plant up a vineyard. Until you not to plant up a vineyard. Do it! Me say fi plant it now your backyard. And some say are you fi plant it now your backyard. Well let me start. Me make one blade and then me plant up banana. Make another bed and so me plant marijuana. One more bed and then me plant onion. Me make another bed and say me plant scallion. Me's a band vegetarian. And some say come is a band vegetarian. And with me say Konati plant up a vineyard. Yeah, Konati plant up a vineyard. Do it ya. Me say fi plant it na your backyard. Chow make me tell you say fi plant it na your backyard. You know, come me say living as a poor it is a wicked little crime. Say living as a poor it is a wicked little crime. Me can't get no sugar and me can't get no lime. Me can't get no scallion and me can't get no thyme. Me say fi plant up a vineyard. Come on me say fi plant up your vineyard. Chow make a tell you say fi plant it na your backyard. Chow make a tell you say fi plant it na your backyard. Oh with me say you should have seen me out a sentence day. Man know me plant the field night and day. Bim! In a me khaki suit and me long water boot. Me khaki suit and me long water boot. Me have a whole lot of planting to do. Come on me have a whole lot of planting to do. That's true. Now fi plant up a vineyard. I tell you now fi plant up a vineyard. Do it! Me say fi plant it na your backyard. Chow make a till you say fi plant it na your backyard. Oh with me say, me make one bed and then me plant up banana. Make another bed and then me plant marijuana. One more bed and then me plant a onion. Me make another bed and then me plant scallion. For onion and scallion one. Come on come me say onion and scallion one. Live it up, gonna tea plant up a vineyard. Konati plant up a vineyard. Yeah, me say fi plant it na your backyard. Chow me can tell you say fi plant it na your backyard. So what I say, you know.
That was Lone Ranger with Plant Up a Vineyard, which was recorded at Studio One and featured on his 1982 album called Badder Than Them.
Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer.
Now it's time for another double header as we head into the late 1970s root scene for a couple of spiritual numbers, which equate the garden with the promised land, where only the meek and humble shall enter, and definitely no heathens are allowed. Which I think is how a garden should be, as it is a patient business, where the humble birds and bees are welcome to mingle with the flowers and vegetables, without the heathen slugs and snails slithering along and destroying all before them. So, first up, let's enjoy Errol Grandison now with Jar Garden. Jar Garden, Jar Garden.
Greetings, my brothers and sisters, my good friend, for the honor to be Jesus Christ, who happens to be a freedom son. The personality of all pure majesty and brightest last night of us. Jar, Rastafari.
I don't want no heathen into this beautiful garden. I don't want no heathen into this beautiful garden. No heathen cannot enter in this garden. Marjolaine will be the guards for this garden. As for the heathens, will be paid for the lion's den. As for the heathens, will be paid for the lion's den. The lion, the lion will eat them up. The lion, the lion will eat them up. Oh yeah.
Thank you.
roots rock reggae music at its best there, as first up you heard Errol Grandison with Jar Garden, which was produced by Gladstone Anderson and released on his own Right Sound label back in 1978, and was later compiled for the label's retrospective album called The Right Sound Reggae Story. And then following that was Lopez Walker with Jar Jar New Garden, which was produced by Roy Francis and originally released on his Phase 1 label in 1977, and was later compiled by Blood and Fire Records for their Chantels and Friends Children of Jar release.
Right now, we've been wonderful, surrounded by all these bubble of talent.
Now, if you're in Jamaica, you could do worse for a day out than visit the Bath Botanical Garden in the parish of St. Thomas, which is located around a natural mineral spa. And this garden was first established back in the 18th century and became a nursery where, it is said, the popular Jamaican fruits like ackee and breadfruit were first introduced to the island. Which to me sounds like the perfect place to take your love and do the ska. As this is Eric Morris in the garden.
What are you trying to say, boy?
If you want to know, just listen to this.
My love, would you love me to hold your hand, just to hold your hand, just to hold your hand? My love, would you love me to hold your hand? With you, just to stop with you, my love, would you love me to stop with you into this beautiful garden?
Monty Morris there was In the Garden, which featured backing courtesy of Byron Lee and the Dragonaires at the Federal Studio, and was originally released on the Kentone label in Jamaica and the Parlophone label in the UK back in 1964, and can now be found on the double CD, The Definitive Collection of Federal Records, on the VP label.
Music is my occupation. Good for meditation. Great for inspiration.
And so, being a tropical island in the sun, Jamaica is host to thousands of species of trees, plants, flowers and fruits, with over 200 different species of orchid alone. and growing in a thick vegetation of the hills or in the residential backyards of the towns, there is plenty for the budding gardener to get their hands dirty with. And being able to plant, nurture and enjoy the natural world can sometimes bring on thoughts and feelings of a greater existence, which is what I think Judy Mowat was trying to express when she recorded this next tune called The Gardener. The Gardener. That was Judy Mowat in her pre-i3 days with The Gardener, which was produced by Joe Gibbs, and where she was credited as Julianne on the original 7-inch on the Joe Gibbs label back in 1971, and which can now be found on a double CD compilation titled Joe Gibbs Scorchers from the Early Years on VP Records.
Oh, the only station, this station supplies all the popular stations with popular music.
But as every gardener knows, that as well as fertile soil and plenty of sunshine, the one other ingredient that is required is water, and plenty of it. So let's do a rain dance now, along with a spiritual chanting of Winston Jarrett and the Flames, with Water Your Garden. Water your garden. Water your garden.
Right, power and over. Music like shower.
That was The Flames, led by Winston Jarrett there, giving all gardeners some very useful advice with Water Your Garden. And that was produced by Lee Perry and initially came out in the UK on 7-inch on the Pama label back in 1973 and can now be found on the Sound Doctor compilation on the Pressure Sounds label.
Ice, Irie.
And so, speaking of Lee Perry, that in 1973 he built a recording studio in his own back garden. And over the next 6 years, produced some groundbreaking and inspirational music with a host of wonderful vocalists, including Leroy Sibbles, who by 1979 had left the Heptones and was recording a series of solo tracks for Scratch, including this great allegorical number called Garden of Life. Garden of Life.
We've got to be strong. We've got to be strong.
Leroy Sibbles at the Black Ark there with Garden of Life, which was produced by Lee Perry and released on 12-inch on the Big Spanner label in 1979, and has since appeared on many compilations, including the great box set Open the Gate on Trojan Records. But that brings us full circle from the Garden of Love to the Garden of Life. And so thanks very much for tuning in, and I hope you've enjoyed this green-fingered selection of some of my favourite horticultural reggae tunes. And if you did, then don't forget you can always check out some of the old shows at the homepage at houseofreggae.podomatic.com, and you can also come and join me for the live show every Friday from 8 p.m. UK time on www.reggaeworldmusic.com for some more fine Jamaican music. Here in Ian's House and Garden of Reggae. 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 Garden of Reggae.